This is Small Business Conversations with Akhona Matshoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
The pursuit of funding can be a daunting task for many entrepreneurs and small business owners. For first-time funding seekers, you may not know what funders are looking for, what red flags set them off, and which details of your business help clinch the deal. For this week's episode, we are joined by Vijay Jainand, the head of Paragon Debt Advisory. Vijay will help us understand how funders think and how you can best prepare your business for the funding leap. Welcome, Vijay.
Thank you, Akhona. Appreciate you having me on your podcast today. Glad to be here.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining us. So, just to start off from the beginning, can you tell us about Paragon Debt Advisory, briefly what you guys do and what services you offer?
So Paragon Debt Advisory, we are a debt advisory business specializing in the raising of capital for businesses, both small and large alike. We focus on debt funding, but also assist with other forms of capital, namely venture capital and private equity funding. Separately, we also assist clients with M&A, mergers and acquisitions, business valuations, disposals. Now more recently, which is topical, ESG and guidance around that, as well as general corporate finance services. What we found in the market, Akhona, is that historically, the funding market has been dominated by traditionally the big five banks, and businesses have traditionally held a primary relationship with the major banks for most of their funding needs. With the advent of digital banking and a shift towards a more digitized banking process, including a higher churn and staff movement within major banks, these historic relationships are being lost. Further, and more recently, with the expansion of private debt within the South African debt capital markets, there is now a whole host of alternative funders that the market is not aware of and do not have these relationships. Paragon is able to unlock these relationships and fast-track access to new funding for businesses. We've built these relationships over the past 10 years with over 200 funders in the local and offshore markets, and have become one of the trusted advisors in the space for funders to originate and bring to them new clients that are considered good investable opportunities. So that in a nutshell is what we do and how we can assist clients with new alternative funding options.
Can you tell us about Paragon's existing network of funders? Who are they and what sets them apart from the traditional big banks?
Yes, certainly. With the expansion of private debt in the market, there has been a plethora of new non-bank lenders that have funding facilities available for clients in the market. We deal with both the large banks, typically your big banks in the form of Absa, Nedbank, FNB, etc. We also deal with many non-bank institutions, asset managers that include the likes of Future Growth, Old Mutual, Sanlam, Stanlib, Momentum, as well as second-tier banks. So we deal with the likes of Mercantile, Bidvest, Grindrod, Axis Bank, Bank of China, just to name a few. And more importantly, we also deal with a lot of multinational development funds institutions. Some of the names include the German Development Bank, the French Development Bank, Dutch Development Bank, and of late, we also work with the state finance institutions, which include CIFA, KULA, IDC, PIC. And these revolve mainly around many public-private partnership structures. So we've acquired these relationships over the last 10 years and have grown quite close to a lot of these funders, where we are now positioned to be able to understand very intimately what these funders are looking for. For credit, they manage large pools of capital with varying mandates. They don't always necessarily have the sales and distribution network to be able to service the entire market. So they lean upon us being independent debt advisory firms to be able to originate funding opportunities that match up with their mandates.
And just explain to us the types of funding solutions that are available for SMEs. speak on the traditional and also the less traditional forms of funding solutions that SMEs can tap into?
There's a variety of funding solutions that are available in the market, depending on the business phase at which the SMEs find themselves in their business life cycle. There is pools of capital that businesses can access from basic grants that are available from many of the state finance institutions to enterprise development capital, which is available from many large corporates in SA that make development capital available for SME development. These can be accessed as well. And then to the more traditional forms of capital, which can include your vanilla balance sheet loan funding that you would typically get from the major banks, to other forms of funding which might be more trade-specific or transactional-specific, that such as trade finance, debtor finance. There's funding solutions that cover equipment and asset-based finance, property development and development funding, to the, all the more sophisticated structures that probably speak to the more developed businesses that may include structures that, such as listed and rated bonds that eventually get listed in the JSE under a DMTN program. So they are quite vast out there, and you know, it's best to speak to an advisory business like Paragon that can explain these different funding solutions to clients and help them find a funding product that best matches with their businesses and their requirements at that stage.
Mm-mm. And you mentioned quite a few options, and I can imagine for someone who is only thinking about this from a I just need funding perspective, it can feel a bit overwhelming. How does an SME figure out which solution works best for them? Is there like a tick box exercise, a criteria that they need to check to know, okay, this works and this doesn't?
So, yeah, I think with most SMEs, that's one of the struggling aspects they find themselves in, where having access to professional advisors to assist them in determining what funding solutions best suit them is always a battle. There isn't necessarily a checkbox or a checklist one can go through there to self-help yourself, as it were. But I think, you know, the market is becoming more accessible. I would advise SMEs, if they're struggling with identifying what the correct funding solution is, to start off by possibly talking to their primary relationships that they have, speak to professional peers, speak to other professionals in the market that can help direct them to financial advisors that can then guide them to institutions like ourselves that will meet with them, understand their businesses, identify what their business requirements are, and in that way assist them with best determining their funding requirement and who would be best placed to engage with to access that type of funding. So there's no one simple answer, unfortunately. Google searches can help, speaking to, as I mentioned, professional advisors, mentors, and other trusted sources to be able to direct the SMEs to professional advisors that can then guide them through this funding journey.
Mm-hmm. And with your experience, all the funders that you've worked with, what are the key red flags that funders look out for that can be a deterrent in supporting business?
Typically, funders would initially look at the counterparty. So reputation and integrity of the client is key for most funders, and is probably the starting point to be able to tick from their side. They want to make sure that the client doesn't have any adverse reputational issues, as well as from a credit perspective, has a sound character and is not politically exposed. So that's quite crucial. Then secondly, funders would look at, you know, what is the track record, qualification, experience of the client and operator behind the business. They want to make sure that the business and the persons behind the company are experienced. They would also want to make sure that there's what's proverbially called enough skin in the game by the client, which basically demonstrate that the client is committed to the business. And lastly, I guess they want to make sure that the business proof of concept is confirmed and that the financial analysis shows positive returns, and that there is enough headroom, should the business not go according to plan, to service all its commitments.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the books and records, how important is it for SMEs to have a tight handle on their financial transactions? And what role does this play in convincing your funder to get on board?
This is probably one of the most crucial aspects I think every business needs to manage, not just SMEs, but is generally the starting point of any discussion or application for funding by almost every single funder. You know, the key documents that the funders are looking for is a set of latest management accounts. And the more recent it is, the stronger the application is considered. A set of signed financial statements is always crucial, as well as a budget and a forecast. So having these basic financial records in place is critical to engaging with any funder. It is basically the starting point for any financial analysis and credit assessment that the funder would perform in determining whether the client would pass through any pre-screening process. Once the pre-screening is satisfied, then a more formal process of application then commences. So without that, you know, we cannot get into a more formal process.
Mm-hmm. And debt, I mean, for SMEs that already have taken on quite a bit of debt in their operations and they're looking to maybe fund another project, or they're trying to fund growth in some aspect, what role does debt play in that process of seeking additional funding? Is it a deterrent for some funders, or is a little bit of debt healthy and good for funders?
Yeah, debt, I guess, is not necessarily the primary indicator of the strength of a business, but what it does reflect is that, you know, to the extent there's an existing level of debt in a company, the track record of servicing the debt would demonstrate the character of the business in terms of making sure that they've consistently paid the debt and therefore is responsible in managing their finances, and at the same time is responsible around their commitments to debt funders. Having a high amount of debt can be seen as negative. That might just demonstrate that the business is operating a bit too aggressively and might not leave further scope for the business to raise further funding for, as you mentioned, potential new project funding. Only because if the business is highly geared, that might leave little room for any shocks to the system, where if there is a unexpected event that affects the cash flows of the company, then that might result in a potential default. So funders would typically like to see that there's a reasonable level of debt in the business, A, so that there's a safe level to withstand any shocks, but B, to also allow for headroom for further capital raising in the business. So the business can then apply for further funding that can then be applied towards things like growth funding and project funding and so on, without necessarily pushing the limits on the gearing levels.
And just to wrap up, Vijay, I just want to know if you can give us a quick wrap on the essential documentations that SMEs need to have before they take that leap. What kind of documents do they need to have to show to funders that they're serious and that their funders' money will not be going to waste?
Yes. So there's a few pieces of documentation that clients would need. This would include just a short overview of the business, which summarizes and captures the DNA of the company, what it does, what is the nature of the business, its special service offering or product offering, a quick summary of its historic track record and expertise. Funders would want to see what the highlights of those track records are and that the business has been successful in its endeavors to date. The third aspect is a summary of the actual funding need of the business. So this will incorporate, you know, what is the quantum of debt you're looking for, what will be the purpose of the funds and the expected timeline to deploy such funds, as well as a financial module and budget, which basically then shows how the debt will be repaid and what new income will be generated with that funding. And lastly, some of the more basic documents that we've already spoken about, which is the latest management accounts, your financial statements, tax compliance certificate. So those would largely be the essential documents. Paragon itself, we as a business, we specialize in helping clients put together those documents because it can be daunting when starting these processes, not knowing where to start and what to put into those documentation. And that's where we can assist clients in fast-tracking the collation of those documents and the submission of documents to the correct funders.
And that is Vijay Jainand, the head of Paragon Debt Advisory, just telling us there how we can get our businesses funding ready and what to look out for when preparing those documents and what funders are looking for in order to give you that backing. Thank you, Vijay.
Thank you, Ikona. Much appreciated.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and follow Small Business Conversations and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can tweet me at @machoba_a or you can email me at smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Till next time, goodbye.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.